So I love candlelight services. It's so pretty. And I know the old timers used to tell me about having oil lamp services years ago whenever they didn't have electricity. And they said the Spirit of God would fill the churches and stuff. I could see why. You know what? I could see why. I know you probably can't see, but I'm going to go read from the book of Romans. Romans, the 14th chapter and the 17th verse. I'm also going to be in John, the 15th chapter, the 11th verse. Romans 14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. John 15, 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. I want to talk a little bit this evening about Christmas joy. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, I want to come with thanksgiving in my heart again this evening, Lord, and thanking you for the opportunity we have to stand before you. Thanking you for this service, Lord. Thanking you for your son, Jesus, that died upon the cross. I want to praise you and give you the honor for it all. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. If you could use one word to describe Christmas, what would it be? You know, I've heard some people use the words like headache. I've heard them use the words busy. I've heard them even use expensive or even bothersome. I've heard those words before, really, when it comes to Christmas. And to others, just another day, only more expensive. I've heard that before also. And you know what? I've even heard Christians use these words and describe the day that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I've heard that out of even Christian folks. How sad that the event that brought so much joy in heaven can bring so little joy on this earth that we live in. How sad can that be sometimes? I would like to suggest to you all that the Christmas season can be a time of great joy. It can be that. No matter how broke, no matter how busy you are, joy like love is not merely just an emotion. You know, if we really want joy in our lives, not only at Christmas time, but year round, let me give you three suggestions this evening that would help you and getting that joy in your life. Number one, focus on Jesus. Amen? Focus on a family. Listen, there's a girl, a five-year-old girl in this family, and this guy, her uncle came up to her and asked her, she said, did you get everything that you wanted for Christmas? And the little girl thought about it for a minute. You know what she said? She answered, no, but it wasn't my birthday. Isn't that the truth? You know what? We may not get what we want for Christmas, but we've got to understand it's not our birthday, is it? We got to put our focus on Jesus Christ. My favorite Christmas TV show, of course, is Charlie Brown Christmas. That's my favorite one. And you know, whenever Charlie Brown is asked, does anybody know the true meaning of Christmas? And of course, Linus steps to the plate and recites the story of Jesus Christ's birth from Luke, the second chapter. So many have forgotten that Christmas is not about us. It's not about family. Now, you may argue with me on that. It's not about us. It's not about family. It's not about friends. It's not about church. And it's not about presents. Praise God, it's about Jesus Christ. That's what Christmas is about. It's all about Him. It'll always be about Him. As long as He allows us to stay on this earth, if we put our focus on Jesus Christ, I'll tell you, we can have joy. You know, it's when we wrap up in a celebration and forget that we are supposed to be celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. It's not how we celebrate. It's what we're celebrating about. And you know what? As Christians, let's focus on Jesus as our Savior in our heart. And not only in the manger, the babe that was in that manger, He grew up and He died upon the cross. Praise God. And you know what? It gives us new life. It gives us life today. It gives us joy. Listen to Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Praise God this evening. Does that not give you joy this time of year? And tell you what, it should give us joy. No, we shouldn't be feeling depressed if we ain't got a dime left in the bank. Praise God, we still have Jesus Christ. Amen. Why should we focus on Him? We should, because when we focus on Him, that gives our start of our joy right there. Another thing that can give us joy is when we focus on others. Amen? In Acts 20:35, I've read this here just a while back, I have shewed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how He said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. When we focus, Paul quotes Jesus because he knew the importance of generosity. And I want you to know, when we get our focus off of us, and off of all this other stuff, and put our focus on Jesus, and put our focus on others, I tell you all, we can have true joy. We can have that. We celebrate the most wonderful gift that was ever given. We celebrate that. God's focus was giving Christ to the world and His love for all mankind. What an example He gave us. What an example. We should be willing to give as much of ourselves as God gives the very best. Am I right? If you want to know joy at Christmas, discover the joy of giving. Jesus tells us, whatever you do to the least of them, ye do unto Him. That's what He said. So, you know what? Find someone in need. Find someone. And in the name of Jesus, and in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, give them your time, give them of your abundance. And I can tell you, if we do that, the Holy Spirit will show you them. And if you're willing to look and to listen, you will find joy by focusing on others. Amen? We can do that. And the third thing, this may sound kind of hypocritical to you, but focus on yourself. And let me get to what I mean. There is a time we should focus on ourselves, your attitude. You should focus on your attitude. Determine whether or not you will experience joy throughout the year. Don't not worry. Don't let stress, unforgiveness, discouragement rob your joy. That's when we should focus on ourselves. Whenever we find ourselves heading down the road of discouragement and all those things, focus on yourself and let yourself know you're going to rob yourself of the joy especially this time of year and any time of year. Choose not to allow those attitudes to rule you. Why? Let's look at the Word of God, and He tells us why. Worry and stress in Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We're focused on, don't worry about the worry and stress. Unforgiveness, Ephesians 4:32. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, listen. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Praise God, we serve a risen Savior that went to die to forgive us of our sins. What more could we, how in the world could we hold grudges when He did so much for us? How, praise God, when we should be willing to forgive, and especially this time of year, but all through the year also. We could be full of faith. Or, and I'll tell you another thing. Discouragement in 2 Thessalonians 2:16-17. Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us an everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. I want you to know, I'll tell you, if you're discouraged here this evening about something, read that. Let that sink into your heart, because you know what? He can comfort your heart and establish you in every good word and work. We can be full of faith, or we can be full of doubt. We have a choice in this. We can be full of the spirit of joy, or we can be full of the world's woes. Consider your thoughts. Listen to your words. Watch your actions, brothers and sisters. Ask yourself, do I have the joy of the Lord, or am I wallowing in the mud hole of, you know, of doubt, discouragement, worry, unforgiveness? We should be, I want to tell you something this evening, brothers and sisters. We should be doing a gift exchange. Amen? Now listen to what I'm telling you. I want you to know this. The gift that God gave to man was Jesus Christ. Amen? What a gift. And you know what? The gift of man to God, present our bodies a living sacrifice. Can you think of a better gift exchange right there? I'll tell you what. Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Praise God. If you want to do a gift exchange, right there is the best one you can do. God's given His Son for you and I. And you know what we can give back? We can give back what a reasonable service is, and that's to serve Him and to be holy and to do what God wants us to do. Amen? That's what he wants. Let's just do that gift exchange. How about that? I think that'll be great. Don't wait until Tuesday to open up the gift of joy. Understand me? Don't wait. You know what? Here it is. Here it is. We're just, what, 2 days before Christmas. And praise God, I want you to know, you can have joy tonight. You can have the joy of the Holy Spirit going through your veins. Praise God. God wants us to have joy in His life, in our lives. He wants us to have that. And I'll tell you what, I have found out in my life. I found this out in my life. The joy doesn't come from what I own or what I have. The joy that I have comes from knowing Jesus Christ. I tell you, when the Holy Spirit can bless you and give you that joy, and I tell you what, Christmas can mean so much more. Amen? It can be that way. Open it up now. Open it up tonight. Praise God. I know it's not very long, but you know what? I was just thinking this afternoon. I just sat down and I said, I don't want to keep you here all night, but I said, I've got to do something. I've got to do something that you want me to do, Lord. And I started writing this stuff down and I come up with this. I said, praise God. Praise God that we can have joy in our lives. Amen. We can do that. I'll tell you what. I want them to come now. We're going to have a song. But as they come up this way this evening, we're going to have a song. If you have a need this evening, I'll tell you what, if you have a need this evening in your heart, and you need to come into this altar this evening, I'll tell you what you do. You either hand your candle to somebody, or you blow it out, and you come up to this altar. I'll tell you, do not let nothing stop you if you have to come to this altar this evening. Do not let that happen. Because I'll tell you what, God's presence is here. If it's moving upon your heart, I want you to know today, right now, is the time that you need to come to the altar.